back after scoring, after Beale City comes out first, and each team with a fumble lost, and now Lakers has the ball at their own 42.
Tucker Gross, the quarterback for the Aggies, under center. Again, he's got two running backs, basically kitty corner in the backfield, and when he hits that misdirection back, he's got to quickly step back and take two steps left to get to that misdirection run. And in missed exchange there to him and the running back, the ball hits the turf. Ian Snyder wins the wrestling battle and takes over for the Laker offense. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes with the carry.
Brought down by number 73 of Beale City, Jacob Flogger. Second and 8 now from the 44-yard line. Minute 15 left here in the first. It's Lakers 8, Beale City 7 here. WLW Sports on our backup systems from Saginaw Valley State University.
At the end of the first quarter, Bad-X leads Ubley 8-0.
Second and 8, right to left across your radio, working off the left hash. Lakers sends two wide to the right. Power pistol to the right. Dustin Cady on the keeper. Re-diverts across midfield and finally forced down to the 42-yard line. And he got the first down. Tackled by number 56, Jacob Matthews, the junior. Dustin Cady is hitting his first tackle and then gained about 5 more, maybe 7 yards after that. Enough for a first down in this case.
So far, Beale City has no answer for Dustin Cady running out of that power pistol to the right side. And again, that's the side that Terrence Dubes resides on. And again, we've mentioned Dustin Cady, but you can't give Terrence Dubes enough credit as he is leading the hole as a lineman, kind of like Corey Schlesinger used to do back in the day. Remember that name, Clark, for a while? He used to make great blocks, and that's what he's doing right now for Dustin Cady.
And Dustin Cady gets his handoff. He dives down to the 45-yard line. It's a gain of 2. He tried to go around the left end. He's tackled by number 44, Austin Cook, a 6'2", 210 senior. And it's going to be a gain of 2 at the left hash, with that'll be actually the end of the first quarter here, with Lakers leading Beale City 8-7 on the WLAW Sports Network. Second quarter coming up.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie Game Feeders, Trail Cameras by Moultrie, Cuttyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
You're listening to WLAW Sports. After the first quarter, Beale City trails the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 8-7. Beale City came out and scored first, but Lakers on their next drive came back and responded well. And here come the Lakers after a fumble recovery. They are at the Beale City 45, facing the second and 8. Power pistol to the left, receiver wide to the right. Dustin Cady back to pass. He has a man moving, open. And they say this one hit the turf first into the hands of number 7, Seth Bowles. Falls incomplete, and now third and 8.
He was like Seth Bowles, like a catcher there trying to frame a ball into a strike as he tried to make a great effort on catching that ball a little bit behind him. But Dustin Cady threw it where only Bowles could make the catch and no other defender interrupt him. Unfortunate, ball did bounce up off the turf. Good call by the zebra stripes out there.
Is a zebra black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
That kind of depends. Did the chicken come first or the egg?
Well, I have a joke. I can't remember. I'll think of it in a second here. 11:54 left in the second quarter. Lakers with the ball facing the third and 8. Dustin Cady on the keeper around the right end. And Beale City is sniffing this one out. He might get a yard. Tackled by number 73, Jacob Flogger. And no gain on that one, and now it's going to bring up a 4th and 8 from the 45-yard line.
And they go back to that lead running play where Dustin Cady fouls between the line. Unfortunately, this one, not directly up the middle where they've had success. They tried running it off tackle to the outside, and the Beale City defense showing their speed, getting over there and cutting off Dustin Cady quickly. Bring out the punt team.
So back for Beale City, they stand at their own 14-yard line. Ready to kick this one off for the Lakers is Terrence Dubes' beautiful punt. And they're going to fair catch this one at the 12-yard line. Number 17, Chase Rowland, 5'9", 160 junior, the heads of play there as Lakers is coming in fast with 11:06 left in the second quarter.
Yeah, great punt there. A lot of hang time on it. Chase Rowland, all he could do was call for a fair catch and actually had to make a little bit of an over-the-shoulder catch at the 12-yard line. Two or three Lakers special teamers ready to pounce on a muff punt, but no such thing as Chase Rowland hauls it in. 1st and 10 from the 12-yard line.
Lakers' drive consisted of 5 plays and ended in a punt as Beale City now gets it with 11:05 here from their own 12-yard line. And they hand it off to the right, and he's out for the running. And forced out of bounds at the 20-yard line after a 7-yard gain.
Again, back to that that wide offense, that under center that Beale City has been running, and a sweep this time out to what looked like number 17, Chase Rowland. Then he very quickly gets up the sideline, just ran out of running room, shoved out by a Laker defender. 2nd and 2 upcoming.
11 minutes on the dot after 4 set of bounds on the far sideline at the 20. 2nd and 2 now. T formation for Beale City. Right to left across your radio. Lakers leading 8-7. And it's a handoff right through the middle to number 27. Excuse me. We're not quite sure what number that is. And regardless, though, they get out to the 26-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a 1st down. Move the chains, 1st and 10.
Yeah, Chase Rowland with the carry there. For the Aggies, right up the middle, that wing T can be very deceptive up here, Clark, and their numbers are even worse.
I can't even see
that gray, silverish color on the white jerseys. Hard to see. Those numbers tend to blur together. But, again, Lakers crowding line of scrimmage, and Rollins is very quick, gets through the line of scrimmage very quickly. It did there to get a 1st down for the Aggies offense.
1st and 10, right to left across your radio. Receiver wide each way. Running back splitting each way, and they get through the line, and they smack Beale City back at the 15-yard line. Number 55, Quinton Smith, leads the charge with the sack back at the 16-yard line and brings down Tucker Gross for a 10-yard loss, brings up 2nd and 20.
Well, Beale City put a little bit too much distracting onto that screen pass. They tried to set up a screen pass to the near side to Brad Moore, had 2 offensive linemen even leak out that way. And they had 2 defenders, or 2 blockers, I should say, on 1 defender, number 21, Dubes, and a wide receiver. But the quarterback, Tucker Gross, trying to hide that ball for just a little bit too long instead of just getting it out there to him, takes the sack instead.
So Beale City now facing a 2nd and 20 from their own 16-yard line. And we have motion all over the place and a little bit of an odd formation, and their initial call is actually offsides against Lakers, and that's what it is. What it actually is that the wide receiver, slot receiver to the right, makes a giant banana arc around the backfield. It almost looks like 2 men are in motion at the same time, makes Lakers jump, and all of a sudden out of five free yards for the Beale City.
And they run that offense very perfectly, one after the other. The line settles down, and as soon as the line's down, the wide receiver comes around in motion, so all very legal. But Lakers watching for motion. As soon as they settle down, they're going on first instinct, and that's how the Aggies get some free yards out of some defenses by throwing people in motion and doing some different things like that. Looks like a timeout.
And we have a timeout called by Beale City, them facing a 2nd and 15 with 9:18 left in the 1st half. It's Lakers 8, Beale City 7.
Hey folks, RJ McGarra here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals. Like this, lease a 2014 Ram 1500 Express. Motor Trend Magazine's Truck of the Year, 2 years running for only $299 a month with $998 due at signing. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade,